This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The White House said on Tuesday it wants answers after the deadly strike on aid workers in Gaza. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
We were outraged to learn of an IDF strike that killed a number of civilian humanitarian workers yesterday from the World Central Kitchen.
National Security spokesman John Kirby notes the Israelis say the strike was a mistake and have already started investigating what happened. Kirby worries the killings will make it less likely other aid groups will keep working to get food into Gaza.
Which means it's more likely that the people of Gaza are going to just suffer all the more. So yes, it's a concern.
The White House says President Biden called World Central Kitchen founder Jose Andres to say he's grieving with the entire organization. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Ukrainian officials on Tuesday praised international efforts to provide legal accountability for crimes committed during the war in Ukraine, but urged countries to do more at a conference organized by allies in The Hague. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky addressed the conference via video link.
Every potential aggressor should know what awaits him if he ruins peace. It is justice that can ensure this.
Ukraine's foreign minister, Dmytro Kuleba, praised arrest warrants issued by the International Criminal Court. Officials say Ukrainian drones have attacked a major oil refinery and a drone factory in what appears to be Kyiv's deepest strike inside Russian territory since the war began more than 2 years ago. Russian regional authorities said 12 people were injured in the attack on facilities some 1,200 kilometers east of Ukraine in an area known for its high level of industrialization. This